Even though he says that a sukkah can't be made underneath trees, if the person made a sukkah inside of the house and then he removed the roof, that is acceptable. Even though you may say it's the rule of tata ramana osu, you have to make it the kashrus. So here, the sukkah inside itself is made properly. Just as an external thing, of course, it's true. If you move that external thing, it's good enough. She will bring, though, that there's another situation, Rama brings, that you could also make a sukkah against, underneath, some type of awning that is made to take off. Now, the first case was made underneath the roof, and you remove the roof. The other case was that it was a kapila made under a covering, which is made to, for the covering to be removed by itself. So you didn't destroy the roof, you just had a type of roof that was removable of a kapila. In the second case, since you're not actually changing the roof, over here there's a package is marked where it says that you have to open up the covering before you put on the spout. In that situation, if you put the spout before you open up the roof, then you would have to move the spout because there would be a problem of tata ramana. Now, as it comes out that it's worse, it's better in the case where you manage to put it underneath the roof and you have to remove the roof. That's considered more of a asiya than a situation where it was under a type of removable roof that was set up initially that when it rains you open it up when it went. It doesn't really close. So we ran when it rains you close it, when it doesn't really open it up. Once you made it properly, even afterwards you cover it up, but because of the rain and you open it up again, we don't say, well, when you covered it up it became possible. Now when you open it up you have to move it back a second time. But since the first time the staff was made, it's made the cashless, that everybody agrees that's good enough.